The story that appears at the beginning of Parshat Vayera is a very well-known story. Avram Avinu, it's okay, I can leave the door open. I'll come straggling in. Avram Avinu is sitting petach ol kachol mayom. He's sitting at the edge, the entrance to his tent in the heat of the day, and he sees in the distance three people standing, and he runs to greet them, and he invites them into his home. He wants to give them shelter, he wants to give them shade, water, drink, food. Hachnasas Archim. And Rashi, quoting Chazal, makes a well-known comment. What does it mean that Avram was sitting at the entrance of his tent, Kechom Hayom? Hotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chama Minartika. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made that day to be an extremely hot day. He took the sun out of its casing. It was boiling, boiling hot. Why? Rashi continues, Shelo Latricho B'Orchim. Because he didn't want to be Matriach Avram with Orchim. Avram was recuperating from the Bris Milah. He had just given himself a bris milah. He was 99 years old. He's recuperating from this, relatively speaking, minor surgery, but at the age of 99, nothing is so minor. Presumably, he was in pain. Because Baruch wanted to give him a break. So why did the malachim show up? When the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that Avram Avinu was in such distress because he had no Archim, he so much wanted Archim. Avram was not only somebody who did Chesed, but he was an Oev Chesed. He loved to do Hachnasas Archim. And he felt such distress that there were no Archim in which he could greet into his house. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought the Malachim in the guise of humans, so that Avram could perform the mitzvah of Hachnasas Archim. We take a look at this and we say, but it's fake. There are no Archim. Avram really didn't do Hachnasas Archim. He gave food to people who weren't hungry, because they weren't people, who weren't hungry, who didn't eat. He provided shelter for people who needed, who he thought needed to rest, who don't need to rest. He gives water to wash off their tired feet, and their feet aren't tired. It's all a ruse. It's all fake. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu really wanted Avram to perform Hachnasas Archim, why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu orchestrate that there were three real people who would be coming by? They have to do Besaros Tovas, okay, you can send Malachim also. But he fools Avraham. When Avraham got to this week's Parshat HaShavua and started to be Mavre Sedra, he realizes that it's all a fake. He didn't realize even earlier. Why did Kodesh Baruch Hu do it this way? So Rav Nissen Alpert Zatzal, former Rosh Yeshiva at YU and the Talmud Muvok of Rav Moshe Feinstein, Nissen Alpert explains that from here we see a very important yesod. We sometimes mistakenly think that when we give tzedakah, when we do chesed, we need to do this because we have to fix the problem. Because there's somebody who is hungry and we have to make sure that that person can eat. There's somebody who is poor and we have to make sure that they are able to afford things. I have to give tzedakah, I have to do chesed, because I have to fix the problem. Says of Nissen Alpert, that's a mistake. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many, many ways to fix problems. He doesn't need me. He doesn't need me to fix the problem. So why do I have to give tzedakah? Why do I have to do chesed? Not to solve the problem with somebody else. I have to do it because of me. Because Hakol Bidei Shamayim Chutz Miyiras Shamayim. Because I need to become a better person. I need to become a more giving person. I need to become a more generous person. I have to give tzedakah. I have to do chesed, not to change the world. Because Baruch Hu can take care of that. I need to do that to change myself. And therefore it makes no difference whether I'm being generous and I'm inviting into my homes human beings who are really tired, who are really hungry, who really need to rest, who really need to eat. Whether I'm inviting malachim who aren't really hungry, who don't need to rest, but I think that they do. And I open up my heart and I open up my home and I open up my tent and I invite them in, then I become a better person. I become a more generous person. I become a more giving person. And it doesn't matter whether they needed it or not. I need to do it. So I can become a Baal Chesed. And that's the message. From Avram's point of view, whether the malachim needed it or didn't need it, whether we're humans or malachim or angels, but he thought they needed, he became a giving person, a more generous person. And that's why it was done. Sometimes, go to the Kotel or somewhere else, and someone extends their hand and they ask for a donation. But you don't know, do they really need it? Maybe they don't need it. Maybe they're legitimate. Maybe they're fake. Maybe they make more money if they're collecting at the Kotel than people make with a real job. Should I give him? Maybe I don't. Maybe I shouldn't give him. How do I know my money is going to such a worthy cause? So the Medrash Rabba tells us, don't think that way. Because take a look at what the results were when a person did chesed for somebody who doesn't need chesed. Who did chesed for someone who doesn't need chesed? Avram Avinu. He did this chesed. He welcomed into his house. He gave them water. He gave them, he wanted Sarah to bake bread. He gave them meat. He gave them shelter. And they didn't need any of this. And what were the results of all this chesed? For 40 years, Abraham's descendants, who numbered probably in the millions already, with the men, the women, and the children, for 40 years, because Abraham gave them shelter, Bnei Yisrael had the Anoni HaKovel. Because Abraham gave them water, they had the Be'er Shel Miriam. Because Abraham wanted Sarah to go and bake bread, they had the man. Because Avraham gave them meat, they had the slav. Look at the results. And that was to do chesed for somebody who really didn't need it. Yes, we should try to make sure that our tzedakah money goes to the people who need it the most. But when we're not sure, and how often are we sure, we shouldn't be hesitant. The chesed that we do, the tzedakah that we give, doesn't get lost, even if in the end, the person didn't need it. Because we've become better people. We've become more giving people. We've become more generous people. Because we have now followed in the footsteps of Avraham and Sarah. Because we're machnisei orchim. We're balei chesed. And the rewards that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us for being balei chesed are immense. We don't need to worry about changing the world. We just have to change ourselves.